From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France says Russia could face war crimes charges over its bombing campaign of Syria's eastern city of Aleppo. France's foreign minister tells France Inter Radio that the bombings are war crimes, and he says that includes all those who are complicit in what's happening in Aleppo, including Russian leaders. He said France would consult with prosecutors from the International Criminal Court to see how to launch investigations. The UN Secretary General has called the deadly Saudi-led aerial strike Saturday on a funeral in Yemen heartless and an outrageous violation of international law. Margaret Bashir reports.
Ban Ki-moon told reporters Monday that the community center that was bombed was known to all and crowded with families and children. It is not the first time that the Saudi-led coalition has been accused of attacking civilian sites and infrastructure in Yemen.
This latest horrific incident demands a full inquiry.
Initial reports indicate that Saturday's bombing was carried out by the coalition. More than 140 people were killed and 500 others were injured. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
The U.S. military says two missiles were launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen in the direction of a U.S. ship in the Persian Gulf. It was not known whether the ship itself was the target of the two missiles. German police say a Syrian man arrested Monday in Germany for allegedly planning a bomb attack is probably linked to the Islamic State group. Saxony Police Chief Jörg Michaelis said the approach and behavior of the suspect indicates a connection to IS. The 22-year-old Syrian refugee, Jaber al-Bakir, was recognized by three Syrians who he sought refuge with. They bound him and contacted police. This is VOA News.